This is Being Awesome with Rob Springer.
I don't think I have an intro prepared. This is Being Awesome, the podcast that's normally about Transformers and having fun. I'm Rob, and this week I'm focusing on the having fun aspect of the show, because I don't think I'm going to talk about Transformers too much this week. I just saw, Star Wars The Last Jedi last night, and boy are my arms tired. Wait. Anyway, Lordy, I loved that. That was wonderful. You know, my wife pre-bought the tickets in October, and we, you know, I never really go opening night anymore. These things are just, you end up having to take off work and all that. And it's like, look, I can just go the Saturday after. It's okay. So I did that, and we went last night. Man, that was great. I absolutely loved it. Loved it. I know there is some dissenting opinions out there. You guys can go kick rocks. I don't care. I loved it. Loved that movie. Very happy with it. I love this time of the year. The Christmas has become Star Wars season for me over the past, I guess it's the third year now, and I'm just so happy. I'm hoping the Han Solo movie gets pushed back to next Christmas so I can keep doing this every December. I mean, if not, it's no big deal, but it's just sort of magic having it at Christmas time. And boy, has it been magic. I said it before and I'll say it again. I'm from that generation that grew up with Star Wars pretty much ushering us into life. It was there everywhere. It was on our cereal, our toothpaste, our everything. And then, you know, after Return of the Jedi, it kind of slowly faded away. So when it all started coming back, we were all waiting for it. It's like, awesome. Real Star Wars. Oh, thank you. Real Star Wars. So good. So good. You know, and I love my prequels. I love the prequels. Like I said, I was a little disappointed in them, but I still loved them overall. Biggest problem I had with each of them was the middle part of each one was kind of dragged. But overall, I enjoyed those two, and I've been really loving these new Disney ones. And I remember everyone was like, oh, Disney bought Star Wars. And I was like, oh, this is going to be wonderful because they're going to make something worth watching. And they sure have. And I love The Last Jedi. That was a good time. I love the just blitz that comes with it. I went to the theater, and you know, they got the tins, popcorn tins and the cups and all that. Mine, I guess, are sold out of the tins, which that's okay. I'll end up with one. Don't worry. But I got the collector's cup my theater was offering, and not all of them, but most of the theater staff was dressed up like Star Wars characters. I think Yoda. Yeah, I was about to say took my ticket, but you don't really do tickets anymore. We just showed them our phones so they could scan our barcode. Pardon me, I sniffled. And then Rey sold us our concessions, and there was a Jedi. Excuse me. Restocking the napkins, and then the cleaning crew came out of the theater. One was a Kylo Ren Sans' mask. It was fun. And you know, saw the movie, had a ball, and afterwards went to Walmart to get our groceries. Usually we do the online pickup, but about once a month or so, we'll go in the store and just kind of walk around, because sometimes you just want to do that. We did that and got our groceries and did some more Christmas shopping, because Christmas is in a week. And so we're doing some more Christmas shopping, and just like every Star Wars movie, after seeing it, I gotta get a Star Wars toy. My wife, she's wonderful. I love her. You know, like Power Rangers movie, she had me the Power Rangers box of Krispy Kreme donuts and a Power Rangers toy. She does the same for the new Transformers movie. Every time there's a new Star Wars movie, she gets me a little present beforehand, and she did it again. Yesterday when I got home from work, you know, it's Christmas time, so I'm doing the Lego Star Wars Advent calendar, and I opened up my Advent calendar. Yesterday was the director Krennic from Rogue One, awesome movie, his little shuttle, and she wrapped it in Star Wars wrapping paper too. She gets me Star Wars Day gifts too. She's just a gift giving person, and I unwrapped it, and she had got me the Black Series Luke Skywalker, which it was not the one in the little box. It's like $20. This is one of the little display type ones where it's got like a little bit of his little mountain he can stand on, and he's got his robe to tie around him. It's old man Luke Skywalker, and he's got his robot hands die cast, and he's got two of them where you can change them out where they're in different poses. It's great. It's so wonderful. And, you know, but like I said, I always get one after the movie, and I was close to buying me a Black Series Praetorian Guard. I really prefer the 3-inch Black Series toys, but I'm not afraid to get the 6-inch ones. I've gotten plenty of those, too. But I was going to get me a 6-inch Praetorian Guard. And I was like, you know what? It's Christmas. I need to be buying for other people. I can wait. So I got me a vinyl bag Lego. I got the First Order Armored Walker. It's the newest incarnation of the AT-AT. It's in the new movie. Kind of looks more like a gorilla walking than a dog. Really cool design. Just a good looking vehicle. And I got the little vinyl bag Lego of that. I'll put it together here in a little bit. My mom's on her way over, actually. Her birthday was this week. And we were last week going to go see her for her birthday, bring her some presents, and take her out to eat. But the snow thing happened. So she's actually on her way over. And we've cooked up, my wife, beautiful woman, wonderful cook. She's cooked up a big barbecue dinner. She got some barbecue, some baked beans, some cornbread, got some cake for because it's a birthday. We'll have a big old dinner and then go out to do a little shopping together because it's Christmas time. Go do a little shopping together before mom goes home. It's going to be wonderful. It's just, I love this time of year and I love being with family. And that's just, it means a lot to me. And I'm on a love train right now just because it was new Star Wars season. I just saw the new Star Wars, and I'm on a high that just cannot be explained. And part of me is just kind of no selling all the bitter butts who are unhappy online about whatever problem they magically find in the air about whatever new, and I just laugh at it. I always do. It's like, everyone's got the right to their own opinion, and that goes for me too, so I'm happy with it. If it's one thing of advice I can give to you people, I know this show, I always say it's a gussied up Transformers questions and answers segment, but the whole message of my show being awesome, I didn't name it, by the way, Kilby did. I probably would have called it something stupid like Hordak Slime or whatever, but actually I probably would have called it Purple Stuff, which is a better name. Those guys, I'm jealous of their name, but, everyone always tells me I'm positive and all that, and just like everyone else, I have my moments of negativity. We all get down in the dumps. We all get angry. We're all sarcastic about things. We all have things that we're sarcastic about and can be snippy about. But overall, it's not that I'm a positive person. It's just I'm a happy person. And in the nerd world, that seems to be a weird thing I've noticed. And if I'm just weird to nerds, then I'm just weird to nerds. Because I'm happy. I'm a happy person. I'm a pretty well adjusted person. I've had my bad times. I've had my hard times. I've had times where I was just down in the dumps. I was down in the dumps and miserable for a couple of years at a time in the past. You know, it happens. Life happens. But I'm just a happy-go-lucky guy, and I don't waste time on things that make me miserable. So the things you see me enjoying myself with, enjoying my free time with, like my Transformers, or here I'm raving about Star Wars, or whatever, it's because it's what I choose to enjoy, things that make me happy that I choose to spend my free time with. If I don't like something, I'm not going to. You know, there's things I don't like about these things I love, and you'll hardly ever hear me say anything about it because I'm like, well, not worried about that part, you know, and that's that. If it's anything I can give to advice is one, don't let a miserable person tell you how to be happy. Plain and simple, because what the crap do they know? So when you see people crapping about something you really like online, don't engage in an argument, because misery loves company. And the best way you can give misery a middle finger is let them be by themselves. Anywho, love me some Star Wars. Star Wars is one of those things I have a hard time explaining it, because people say, well, you say Pacific Rim's your favorite movie, and before that, Halloween's your favorite movie. And I'm like, I know, Star Wars isn't a movie. That's the way I see it. I mean, yeah, I know. Star Wars is there's 9 Star Wars movies so far. not counting that Clone Wars movie or those made for TV Ewoks movies, but it's different. It's a long, it's a series, you know. It's almost like it could be a TV series that a new episode comes out, I guess now every year, and it's like a 5-hour long episode, but it's a series. And not just that, it's, I don't see it as a movie, is what I'm trying to say. It's like a, it's in that same realm of just untouchable love for me. It's like a family member. It's like it's a friend. It's like it's a higher being that's always there that I'm thankful for being there, you know. And if it weren't for Star Wars, you guys wouldn't be hearing this podcast right now, because that's literally where every single one of my interests dwells from, is right then and there Star Wars happened. I didn't have a chance, and I don't think I would have any other way. So, go see The Last Jedi. And if you don't like it, oh well. I'm sure you guys will enjoy something else. Now, to talk about something else, earlier today, actually just now, I just got back. I told you guys I was cooking dinner for my mom, and we'd forgotten rolls. You know, when we cooked the barbecue rolls, we got those Hawaiian, you know, the sweet Hawaiian rolls, the King's rolls. We'd forgotten to get those at the grocery. So I ran out real quick to a grocery store to go get some. And I went down to this Walmart that we usually don't go to. Where we're at, I've said there's 20 minutes to two different Walmarts. Well, there's actually a third Walmart that's also 20 minutes away, but that one's in a kind of a crappy area, so we try to avoid it. I went ahead and just went to that one. And I got my rolls. I got a thing of barbecue sauce just in case we run out. Actually, I got that because we got some frozen chicken we're going to eat later this week, and I'm a dipper. I'm a dipper. I like to dip my chicken in sauces. But, and they had tropicals, which I love. The Walmart I normally go to never has them. And if you don't know what tropicals are, this is a Walmart branded thing. I'm sure there's a couple of other brand name versions of this out there. But what it is they're not really dill pickles. And they're not bread and butter pickles. They're pickles that the brine is tropical punch flavored. It's a little salty. It's sweet. And when I said that, you recoiled. I initially recoiled too, but I was curious when I first heard about them. I tried them and I loved them. If you ever had like candied beets, they're not too off from that. It's a pickle that just tastes different, and it's really good. And they had them there, oddly enough. So I grabbed a jar of those. But also while I was there, my pal, username Arnold Friend on Instagram, my buddy there, he posted on Instagram doing an at tagging me so I would see it, where the new Kinder eggs that are available for sale here in America, he had gotten some. And he lives in California and I live in Georgia. So John, I was anticipating not seeing these until after Christmas after you showed them to me. But there they were. And, you know, Kinder eggs, they're chocolate candy eggs. Inside's a toy. It's fun. They don't usually sell them in America because they don't pass safety laws, and the Kinder company wouldn't alter it to do that. Because, you know, we have Wonder Balls. We have those, I don't know if it's got a brand name. You'll see them at stores. There's these chocolate eggs. They'll be a Hello Kitty or Star Wars or Spider-Man or whatever, where it's a chocolate egg and inside's a toy or a sticker or whatever related to what's on the box, you know. But those, like Wonder Balls, the egg's not sealed around. It's like a plastic ball or egg on the inside holding the toy or stickers or whatever. And the egg itself is split in half, so when you open it up, it actually splits open. And I figured that's what they could eventually do with Kinder eggs, or figured they would eventually if they got onto it. But these new Kinder Surprise, it's a different type of candy. You know, they sell other Kinder candy here in America, like the odd chocolate bars or whatever, and it's delicious. And this candy is like a little cup. When you open up the egg, it's separated into halves, but not the egg. The package you open up into halves. One half had your toy. And on top of the toy was like a spoon contraption adhered to it. And on the other one was the candy. And you open it up. And it described on the package, but the way it described, I thought it was just basically chocolate wafer things. No, I was wrong. You open it up and had these chocolate wafer balls. And they were stuck in like a chocolate cream with their, I won't say white cream because I don't know a better word. The cream filling they usually use for some of their candy bars. It was like a mixture of that, and use the little spoon thing to eat this concoction, which is delicious because Kinder makes good stuff. And, you know, I got my wife one and me one, and we opened them up, and her toy was a little sci-fi race car that she put together, had a pullback engine, even had a little sticker to put on the hood. She gave it to me because she was like, oh, that's neat. Here, you can have it. Like, she wasn't impressed or whatever. And mine, hold on, pardon me, was a little robot man. I put him together, and it used the same. A lot of times when you get, I've got other Kinder eggs before through ordering them, imports or whatever, or buying the toys, toy stores, whatever. Like I got some, they've done Transformers promotions in Kinder toys. I've got some of those, you know. It uses that same kind of wheel spoke design that Kinder uses for their toys, you know. And it was very cool. It's like an Acroyer from Microman or Micronauts. It could be actually more of a Microman Acroyer, because in Micronauts, Acroyer is like a singular hero, and he's basically a robot knight. And, you know, his toy mold's from Microman, and in Microman, it's a whole bunch of different Acroyers. And he could pass for an Acroyer. Like, he's got, I'm going to play with him here a little bit, see if I can make him transform into a jet or whatever. His arms are like wings with, like, VTOL engines in them. And he's got legs and a basic robot body with a drone-like head. And on the opposite side of the instructions, they give you how to make a base for the robot with paper, like how to fold it into a little base to put him in, which I thought was cute. But that was super cool. It's like, and like I said, the race car, it could really pass for one of those old Microman cars that, you know, Micromans would come and have cars and jets and all that. It could pass for one of those. It's so weird that these Kinder eggs had like accidental Microman toys in them. You know, obviously they're not Micromans, but it could pass for them really easy. That was really neat that was like that. I'm going to buy more of these because, one, I like Kinder eggs. There's something cool about buying a candy and getting surprises in it. You know, I loved buying Cracker Jacks and getting a little surprise in it. And I get those Star Wars eggs with the little figure inside. And I got the Spider-Man ones with the little figure or whatever inside. And I've got my wife the Hello Kitty ones. You know, you get my point. It's cool. It's fun to buy a little candy and have a mystery toy inside. I like blind bag things. So buying a candy with a mystery toy inside, just, that's perfect. And with the Kinders, unless it's specifically stated on the package that this is the type of, like, you know, a Transformers promotion or whatever, they don't really say. It's just a surprise, and you never know. It might be, like I said, a little car or whatever. But getting really similar to Microman stuff in there was a surprise, and I was totally happy with it. And speaking of happy, I really liked Last Jedi. But, guys, I've went on for long enough. Let's go to the Q&A portion of the show. The Q&A portion of the show, which is fed from a thread at Talk Transformers, the official talking place online of Being Awesome, a podcast that's normally about loving Transformers and having fun. Yeah. I'm all over the place today, but it's okay. I'm giddy. I've been giggling like a child the past 2 days, walking around humming and singing Star Wars music, and just, life is awesome. You know, sometimes it's not always going in what you think you're going to get, but what you end up getting is awesome too. You know, it's Christmas time, and I love Christmas time, and Christmas time is hard. It's stressful. You know, you already got the expenses of being an adult, which is hard enough. You know, it's hard enough to make it in the world, pay your bills and all that. And then some people tell you, you don't have to buy Christmas gifts or whatever, but you want to. You want to give your loved ones something. You want to show them that it's Christmas time, I wanted to get you something. So it's a stress you put on yourself, but you do it out of love. So it's not a bad stress. But it does get to you, because now it's like, well, here's an extra grand or two I got to spend this month, you know. So is there stress of that? And then, you know, I work, as everyone knows, I work for a granite company. I work, you know, marble, granite, quartz. I make tops, you know. I program CNCs to cut out stone tops. And holidays are really busy, believe it or not. A lot of people get their kitchens remodeled for Thanksgiving and Christmas for all those big holiday dinners. But also, it's right for the end of the year, so a lot of companies are wrapping up that fiscal year, so they're getting all that last money spent before they got to renegotiate their contracts and their taxes. So it's just gangbusters busy, you know. So it's just a hard time. But it's cool. Because it's like, you know, money's tight. Weather's kind of rainy. It's cold. It's dark. It's the darkest time of the year. It's the solstice. You know? But it's nice. Because it's like, I'm surrounded by love. I'm surrounded by happiness. I'm surrounded by, I just saw Star Wars. You know, I have a holiday where the whole point of it is to show people you love them. And people who love you, I'm going to show you that they love you. And that's awesome. And that's the name of the show. Being awesome. But I diversed. And I just said the wrong word. The Q&A portion of the show is fed from a thread that can be found at Talk Transformers, the official talking place of Being Awesome. It's a group on Facebook. You know this. Go join. And every so often I'll post up a thread looking for question, comments, and talking points to use in this portion of the show. And if you missed that thread, don't worry. You can just private message me and I promise I'll add you to the queue. Well, this week's question, and I'm doing them out of order because next week is the big Christmas episode and all my Christmas themed episodes are going there. That didn't make sense. Okay, one more again. All my Christmas-themed questions are being used for that episode. This week's episode comes from my main man, my good friend, Anthony Brucali. He is the owner of TFU.info. You know it, you use it. That's the man. He has his podcast, Transformers University. Listen to it. It's really good. Anthony has Emmys. I said it before and I'll say it again. There's nothing like saying that. Hey, who makes that site over there? I don't know. Some guy that lives in his basement. Who makes that site over there? I don't know. A guy that works at, you know, Winn-Dixie. Who works that site there? The guy has Emmys. There's like, whoa, that's prestige. And it's just one of those things like he's a friend. He's a longtime friend. And every time he shows on social media that he won another Emmy, it's like you're so happy and proud of your friend for achieving that. So that's really awesome. But my pal Anthony goes on to ask, do you plan on watching that new Netflix series, The Toys That Made Us, over your winter break, even though the Transformers episode is not included in the first batch? It's an 8-episode series, and they're putting out the first 4 in December. Anthony, that's a good question. I don't know if I'm going to watch it, and I know no one wants to hear I don't know as an answer to a question, but the reason I say I don't know if I'm going to watch it or not is because I plan to. I want to watch it, but I don't know when I'm going to watch it, but I probably will watch it over winter break. That might actually be a good time. That might be something good to binge over the time, and it looks like it'll be a cool show. The reason I say I don't know or not is I heard so much about the show that I'm kind of like, man, is this thing ever coming out? I feel like I've been seeing the ads and stuff so long that I'm almost burned out on it before it's come out, which is not fair to the show itself. That's marketing. That's how it works. So I can't hold that against the show intentionally, so I don't, that can't help the unintentional effects of all that marketing, you know. I remember actually when I first started seeing the ads and I found out the show wasn't coming out for another year or so, I was like, man, I thought the show was right around the corner. So that's kind of been a little off-putting to me. Now, that aside, I'm interested. I think I'm going to watch it. Like I said, I don't know if I'm going to watch it right away. That's why I'm saying I don't know if I plan on watching it, but I know I will. Shows like that are neat in general. And you know what? It doesn't have to be the Transformers episode. I like other toys too. And even if it's toys, I don't actively buy that often. Like, obviously, I buy a butt ton of Transformers. Obviously, I buy things like Power Rangers and Star Wars toys and Godzillas and odds and ends, you know. But I like toys in general. You know, I like toys in general. So seeing that will be cool. Even if it's a toy I don't care about. I don't care about a wood cowboy doll. But a good documentary, I'll watch it. You know, if I can get slightly off topic here, I love shoes. I like to buy sneakers. I'm not a sneaker freaker. I'm not one of those sneaker collectors. You know, I'm not one of those guys. But I'll always look at shoes. I'll go into stores and always make a point to look at the shoes because I just think sneakers are awesome. I have several pairs of sneakers. You know, my wife has more, but that's okay. I have several pairs of sneakers, and I have ones I wear. I have an old pair of Nike Revolution 2s that are my work shoes because they're a little old. They're kind of beat up. Even though I work behind a desk, every so often I have to walk out into the shop, and it's dirty out there. So I wear an older pair of sneakers to work. I have another pair of Revolution 3s that are kind of my everyday shoes for doing odds and ends. And then I have my weekend ones. I have like a pair of green Nikes. I have a pair of Nike Air Mavens that are gray and really sharp. Those green Nikes are really rad. They come in different colors. My wife actually has a pair of those too, the same brand. I can't pronounce the word. It's like every once in a while they'll come up with a brand name for their newest sneaker. And this one I just cannot pronounce. It's like a T word. She's got a pair as the more feminine styled ones where it's pink and it's got like a little lacy, almost doily like pattern over it. She really likes. And for the men's ones, they had all sorts of, you know, traditional men's colors. I almost got a pair of gray ones, but the ones I got are like a, green, like a, not really a forest green, but like a, kind of almost grayish green. And the accenting colors for like the part you lace your shoelaces through and the check and all that are a different shade of that dark grayish green, and they complement each other. Just so sharp. And the reason I'm saying that is I like sneakers, but I'm not a sneaker collector. I'm not one of these guys that go get into lines and know about those secret ways to buy some secret special edition shoe or whatever to excuse me, new pair of Marty McFlys or what have you. I'm not one of those guys, but I'll watch those documentaries. I've definitely done that more than once. So I can definitely see myself watching this show, and even the episodes that aren't about Transformers, I can see myself enjoying them. A well-made documentary is always good. And being on a subject you're already interested in, even if it's just a passing casual interest, is always good. I'm always down for that. I'm honestly looking forward to a Hot Wheels episode. I personally have not kept up with which ones they're making and when they're making, which ones are coming out, just because I want to watch them naturally. Just today's episode is this. Oh, okay. I like that. I like to do that kind of thing. So even though I'm binge watching, I like to be surprised with what this week's episode is going to be, or this episode I'm about to watch is going to be. So I've done that on purpose. So I'm looking forward to seeing, like, say, hey, this week's episode's on Hot Wheels. Oh, that'll be neat. And as a person who's gotten a million... Let me take a sip of water. Hang on one second. Water is delicious when it's cold. So I got to drink it before it warms up. Excuse me. But, you know, I've gotten, of course, my share of Hot Wheels as a child. And as an adult, I occasionally buy one. You know, I'm not a Hot Wheel guy, obviously. But they're neat little cars. And every once in a while, I'll buy a neat little car toy because, wow, that's neat. So a Hot Wheels episode, man, what history is there? I'm down for the show. I'm totally down for that. Ant, thank you for your question, man. That was a good one. And everyone, please, please, please. I don't know why I'm even plugging this because you're already doing that. But go check out tfu.info as well as Transformers University Ant's site. Guys, I'm going to get out of here because I need to put some decent clothes on. I am wearing a pair of gray basketball shorts in the same green t-shirt I wore last night to see the movie. I should probably get dressed because mom's coming over and we're going to do things. So, with that, I will bid you adieu for the week. Being Awesome, the podcast about loving Transformers and having fun. Sometimes we talk more about that having fun more than the Transformers. Can be found at tfradio.net for shows and showtimes. And while you're there, please check out our Amazon links. That's just a cool, easy way to help support the network without doing anything other than shopping at Amazon. And it's Christmas. You know you're shopping on Amazon. I'm Rob. And you can find me at, that's the swirly A thing, Robo Rob Springer. You can find me that way on Twitter and on Instagram. And since you're using the internet, please check out my personal site, zonebase.org. That's zonebase.org. A whole lot of zoning and basing going on over there. And we're all shook up. Uh-huh. Well, time for me to go put some clean clothes on and eat some barbecue. So I hope everyone has a great week, and I'll see you next time.
This has been Being Awesome with Rob Springer.
りするやつらなんて許せないでしょう。ジョンズの天使アレテイタセフトで絆は力さ。今変わる世界、変わり出す未来、ボンボン熱いジャスティス。ボイスアイレディ願いは一つ、ガチャガチャガチャガチャ、Transform Save the future。 ためらわない、振り向かない、最強のパワー、You can be hero。